This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات May Allah forgive the sin of every Muslim, male and female, every believers, male and female, and those who are still alive among us, and those family who have passed away among us. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, with the will of Allah Rabbul Alameen, we are always trying our level best to make sure that our Ramadan is getting better and better. We are coming almost to the 15th of Ramadan, when the Qunut is starting to be implemented, then you know that that will be the 15th of Ramadan, or 15th of the Qiyam. Brother and sister, tonight we also have a group of our students from Aqar Academy, who is with us. May Allah Rabbul Alameen make them righteous children. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also bless the parents who are very careful to make sure that they give the best Islamic education to the children. To do that, you must know whether the institution is teaching our children guided by the Quran and the Sunnah or not. Because the Islamic education have failed this Ummah until today. There's no improvement, and there's a lot of things that we are ignorant about the basic teaching of Islam. The Masajid also have failed to address important issues to the Ummah every Friday. There's no more spirit. They're just doing what they just have to do without giving the spiritual side of Islam. The latest viral that we received from our fellow friends is about the not yet believer visit the Muslim family who are doing tahnik to the children, the newborn baby. We know what the Prophet wants us to do. On the seventh day of the newborn child, if you are able to do akikah, you do it. One sheep or goat for a baby girl, two sheep or two goat for a baby boy. They don't talk about how big the animal, they talk about number. The Prophet said, one for a baby girl, if you want to have one cow for a baby girl. They go by number. It's not like Qurban. Qurban, you can share one cow for seven people, one goat for one. But Aqiqah, you cannot share. If you want to make Qurban cow, a cow for the baby boy, two cows. They go by number. The basic teaching of our Prophet ﷺ has been confirmed from generation to generation, stated in the authentic hadith, but the ummah of the Prophet is so ignorant about the sunnah. Just a humble reminder about the Saf. Until today, the ummah have kept on failing. And we have been praying, and we are asking Allah every time, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ مَقْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ آمِينَ. But we are not aware about what we are reciting. We don't have any connection when we are reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. You ask for guidance, Allah sent the Prophet to show us the way. And we said, oh Allah, you guide us like how you have guided the people before us. The kunut that was recited today also, we say, Allahumma dina fiman hadait. Oh Allah, guide us like how you have guided the early generation. How were they guided? They just follow what Allah and the Prophet want them to do. That's how they are guided. Khairul huda, huda Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is the best guidance. Is that so difficult to follow one man? A man that Allah chose for us to follow. Is that so difficult to understand the sunnah of the Prophet? The Muslim in general until today, they don't even know how to perform their salat properly according to the sunnah. They have been praying day and night, years after years, but they don't know. Is that the sunnah? Is that the way the Prophet taught us? Alhamdulillah, our imam here always tried their best to make sure that none of the ma'mum do something against the command of the Prophet. Example, the Prophet have said that when you follow imam, remember the adab, you are not supposed to move ahead of the imam or together with the imam. So you just have to wait until the imam have finished his movement, and the imam will finish his movement with his recitation, Allahu Akbar, and his movement. Sami Allahu liman hamidah, and he's standing now. Then you will never go ahead, and you will never be moving together with the imam. After wadhalin, immediately imam said what? Amin. Why the imam rush to say amin? Because he want to safeguard your amin. Majority of the people, they don't know the adab of even saying amin. Wait until imam start, then you join. Don't start before the imam. So alhamdulillah, the imam here make it fast so that you will not say amin before him. Alhamdulillah. But a lot of people outside who are not exposed, they don't know. Now, the thing that I like to remind us, every night, the witri prayer always end with Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. It's not a must, but most of the imam will choose this surah because the prophet chose this surah. First, sabbihis, second, Qul ya, third, Qul huwallah. If we still don't understand this surah, then you know, you don't have khushu' in your prayer. This surah is here to guide us and keep on reminding you, we are Muslim. We are believers. Then you have another group who are disbelievers, who are not yet a Muslim. When the Prophet recommend us to do aqiqah, tahniq and halaq for the newborn baby, shave the baby hair, not to cut the hair, shave the hair. Cutting the hair is not from the Prophet. Cutting of hair is from another religious and traditional ritual that have nothing to do with Islam. But we are ignorant. When we want to apply the sunnah, people are afraid. When they apply the not sunnah, people are okay. Astaghfirullah. And then you do tahniq. Then you make dua. Now, if a not yet Muslim is coming and you call them to make a prayer or ask them to make some blessing on the newborn, what are you talking about? Are you want to corrupt the aqidah of the newborn baby? He is sinless. But you parent, how can you be so ignorant? They have their way, we have our way. They can come, but we will not ask them to make prayer or give blessing to a new baby. Astaghfirullah. We have a lot of friends, we have a family sometimes who are not yet Muslim. I show you some simple example. You pass away. Is your family member, they are going to come and visit you. Show some respect. We will do our funeral prayer. Can you allow them to come and make a prayer for you? You can't allow that to happen. They can come, they can be around, but you cannot allow them to do shirk. Call upon someone beside Allah for your departure, for your death. Everything, you must have the limit. You must know your right. They will know their right. You must know your right. There's a limit for everything. We feel so sad. How can the Muslim be so ignorant? May Allah protect us and our children. Amen. The first Qiyam, 4 rakat, our young imam recite Surah Isra. The second imam recite Surah Ibrahim again. Alhamdulillah. I promised you last night, we have to continue about what is going to happen to us with our number one enemy. Not here, but the hereafter. In Surah Ibrahim, it was recited by the Imam too. I will just quote the meaning because it started by Waqala Shaitan, talking about Shaitan is talking. Shaitan will say when the matter has been concluded. when everything ends. Allah allowed him to say something. Indeed, Allah has promised you the promise of truth. Allah said, you follow me, I will reward you Jannah. Allah want us to go to Jannah. Allah said, وَبَشْرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Give glad tidings to those who believe and act righteously. When amal saleh means the amals must follow the sunnah, not follow your way, my way, the way of the majority or traditional way. No, follow the way which Allah have chosen for you. And our Prophet Muhammad was sent as the way. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow me. He has shown you the way. And Allah promised everyone who follow His way that you will be rewarded kindly. There's no fear for you in the hereafter. Because Allah will protect you. And now Shaitan continue. And I also promised you. But I betray you. You know I'm Shaitan. My promise have no value. I can say to you this and that, whisper to you. But there's no value in it. I will never fulfill. I have no authority to fulfill my promise. Because I know where I am heading. I am going to hell. He knows where is he going. And he have said to Allah, I want to bring more people to hell. Then Allah said, you can try. But he also said, one group, you remember last night I said, I cannot misguide them. I cannot control them. That is the people who are sincere. I had no authority. Now Shaitan is saying, I had no authority except that I just whisper to you and you responded to me. I have no authority. I just campaign, yeah. Bisik saja. So do not blame me. Now Shaitan is going to, don't ever blame him in the day of judgment. Blame yourself. I cannot be called to your aid. You cannot call me to. You call me to help you? How can I help you? I can't help myself. Indeed, I deny your association of me with Allah. The day you respond to me, I hate you for that. He's not happy. Do you think he's happy you follow him? Do you think you follow the devil? Devil is happy? No. He himself is not happy. He said, how crazy these people are. Why they still respond to my call? They know that I am Shaitan. They know that Allah have warned them about me, but they still can follow me. Indeed, for the wrongdoer, we are considered the wrongdoer when we follow him. What is the wrongdoer is called zalimin. Zalimin, not only zulm, but you are commit a shirk. Like what Luqman said to his son, La tushrik billah. Fa inna shirk huwa zulman azim. The biggest zulm is you commit shirk. You know who created you, but you still worship other than the creator. I end with these five things to share with all of you. I said it more than 10 over years ago when I was giving a lecture in the Peace TV. I said, Yuhibbuna khamsa, yansuna khamsa. The people who love five things, all of us love five things, but we keep on forgetting the other five. There's nothing wrong to love five, as long as you remember the other five. But most of us, you love five and you keep on forgetting the other five. Number one, yuhibbuna dunya. Do we love dunya? Do we love dunya, children? You love food. You love car. If you give a choice, Maiwi, BMW, Ferrari, which one you choose? Huh? Of course, if you're given the choice, I go for Ferrari. Dia cepat lari. How nice when everybody come with Ferrari to the mosque. Yeah. But Ferrari hardly go to the mosque. Maiwi, you know, Proton, alhamdulillah. This car, they recognize mosque. Ferrari, very hard. But if you find anybody coming to the center with Ferrari, alhamdulillah, ni'mah. Hibbu dunya, there's nothing wrong. But what went wrong? Yansunal akhirah. You forget your akhirat. Wal akhirah khairul wa abqa, is better and it is permanent. Everything in akhirah is permanent. You want Ferrari? No problem. Just be patient. Do what Allah wants you to do here. When you go to Jannah, you ask Allah. I want Ferrari. Ferrari will come. You want ferry? Ferry come. You want flying horse? Flying horse come. Hey, don't laugh. It's true. You just ask anything, whatever you ask, Allah will send it to you. And you don't have maintenance fees, no parking problem. Everything free, that is Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Number two, يُحِبُّونَ الْمَخْلُقُ يَنْسُونَ الْخَالِقُ. You love the creation of Allah. So many things you love, but you keep on forgetting the creator of all things. Everything that you enjoy here is given by Allah. And you keep on forgetting the creator. Who gives us the eye that can see, children? Allah. But you are blind. You look around, you never learn. Allah give you the ear? Can you hear? Allah, but what you like to hear? Especially Ramadan, alhamdulillah, no more music. Alhamdulillah, no music, correct? Because you don't have handphone anymore. When in the school, we don't allow you to have a handphone. We train you that when you are free, you can have handphone, and now you control the handphone. Because the phone have no hand. It's your hand who hold the phone, correct? Then you must know how to use the phone properly. So then you travel somewhere, use your phone to call your mama, call your daddy. Do you call them? How do you call them? You call your friend or you chit-chat with other people, a lot of strangers that you don't know. Number three, you love big house. You hibbul khusur if you're given a choice to live in a bungalow, big villa, and PPR, which one you choose? Huh? Bungalow. You want to have your room by yourself, big room with jacuzzi inside. How you feel? Oh, mashallah. But you keep on forgetting your small house. Yuhibbunal kusur, yansunal kubur. How big is your grave? How big is your grave? You know how big is your grave. Yuhibbunal mal, the fourth one. Yansunal hisab. You love money. Who don't love money? You love money, boy? Sisters, do we love money? If you say no, we welcome you. Tomorrow, you bring as much money as you can. We are here, yeah, to do a lot of charity work. We welcome you to give us more and more, yeah, for your future. But of course, we love. There's nothing wrong to love money. There's nothing wrong. The only thing went wrong, وَيَنْسُونَ الْحِسَابِ. You forget everything Allah give you, He count. Allah count every cent He give it to you, and He said to us, what? لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ عِزٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. That day, when you return back to Allah, Allah is sure to ask you more when you have more. For those who are less, last question. It's like you travel and then you come home from abroad, you only bring one bag. The custom look at you, Bismillah. They don't look at you. Come with 10 bags. You pretend, 10 bags? Where you came back from? Yeah, nothing. King baju saja. What, 10 bags king baju? Then the machine will be on. Please let it go through this machine. They will check. Because you have so many, you are carrying so many things. There's nothing wrong, but don't forget whatever Allah give, He is going to ask you. And that's why we cannot say that we have no knowledge. Because Allah and the Prophet have warned us. لا ينبغي للجاهل أن يسكت على جهلي. A people who have no knowledge cannot be silent. You must seek knowledge. And people who have knowledge, you cannot be silent. You must share your knowledge to other people. So our children is learning today. And they have the teacher who is teaching them. We hope all the teacher will be motivated, will have the right spirit to give. And the children will keep on listening and pray for their well-being. The same pay, you pray for your parent. And there is a last one. يُحِبُّونَ الزُّنُوبِ. We love to keep on gossiping, backbiting, fitna, all the things that you are not supposed to do to destroy other people, but you keep on doing it. Non-stop, even Ramadan. You stop eating and drinking, but you never stop gossiping, backbiting, slandering. يُحِبُّونَ الزُّنُوبِ يَنْسُونَ التَّوْبَةِ. You forget to repent to Allah. May Allah protect us, the love five, and also remember the other five, not keep on forgetting the other five. You understand, children? Good. Whatever you have learned today with us, please remember for your lifetime. You must remember so that you have knowledge. And I end with, when you follow the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, do you know how blessed you are? Number one, you qualify to get the Prophet's intercession shafa'ah in Akhirah. Also, you will have the right to drink the water, Al-Kawthar, that is prepared for only the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my humble experience, when you follow the sunnah, example, when you pray, you know how the movement of the prayer, the movement of the prayer is like the alignment of a vehicle. Now you are going to connect yourself to Allah. You must know why you raise up your hand, how to make proper ruku, how to make proper sujood. Everything you must know. You must have the knowledge. And then if you start to dress like Isbal, you know what is dressing Isbal, children? The dressing that you will never wear anything below your ankle. Anything above the ankle. You know what happens sometimes? When you travel abroad, when you do your prayer in the right way, following the Prophet, the people who have knowledge look at you, they'll be very happy with you. They'll come and salam to you. And they will ask you, where are you from? Yeah, who is your teacher? They want to know. Why they ask? Because people of knowledge will be very happy when they see another Muslim who have knowledge of the sunnah. I experienced many times when we are just entering the airport, we are in the airport, just walking to the gates, yeah, of our flight. And there are some people who was in the departure lounge and in the gate. When they saw you, they even knocked at the screen, knocked at the mirror to gain your attraction. When you look at them, they say, Assalamualaikum. We say, Waalaikum salam. Why they do that? They saw we keep beard and they saw we wear the trousers above ankle. They show him. They also like that. See? Allahu Akbar. We are strangers. We don't even know each other. He's in. I'm still outside, moving to the gates for my departure. But they are so happy to see another brothers who follow the sunnah. Can you imagine? The love towards Prophet Muhammad is so great. They feel for each other. That is the benefit of following the sunnah of the Prophet. Don't underestimate the power of sunnah. May Allah guide all of us, our children especially. And when you pray, the children praying with you, check if they are not particular about certain adab, you must remind them. You must make sure they stand close to you and their feet touch your feet. Children normally, they are not so committed, you know. They thought that it's not important, as long as I'm praying is good enough. Suddenly their legs start to move. So you must discipline them. Yeah? And when the children is praying, when the mother is not praying because you're having your holiday, you must observe your children, how they pray. You can do that. Because you are not praying, so when they are praying with their father, you stand one corner and look at your son, whether he is playing or praying. Suddenly the students start to move. Their hand becomes so itchy. Garu here, garu here. You know, I don't know why. Only when they pray, then their hand become very active. That means they are praying. You are not supposed to play when you are praying. Allah is watching us. You understand that? Good. Until we see all of you again. And may Allah bless the parent, bless all the jama'ah who are here tonight, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our deeds and give us extra energy, extra health, so that we can do more for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Now after this, children, when you go home, you reach the home of hope, please don't forget to sleep well. Because I see some of you are sleepy now. But normally when we set you free, you don't seem to sleep. Yeah. Sleep fast and get ready for your hifz and for the Quran, inshallah. Yep.